Good afternoon, everybody. It is Holy Saturday and a blessed Holy Saturday to you. I always think of Holy Saturday as that in-between time between Thursday and Friday where we celebrate the Lord's Supper and the institution of the Eucharist on Thursday, then his passion and his death on Friday at 3 p.m. each year. And then Saturday is that day of eerie silence, that day of preparation in which we prepare to welcome his resurrection. It is indeed a waiting period, and it's much like, I think, our current predicament. Right now, we are grieving. The apostles were grieving. They were wondering, with their Lord slain on the cross and buried in the grave, they were worried about and wondering about the uncertainties of the future. And that seems to be a heavy burden on all our shoulders as well, waiting for the future and those uncertainties that are coming. But for our Lord, very similar to the apostles, for them, they lost a connection with the Lord. The Lord was taken away from them, right? He was slain on the gibbet of the cross. He was buried, and then they were at a loss of what to do next. But for us, our Lord hasn't been taken away from us. Our God is not dead, but he dwells in the tabernacle. And that's why the church remains open each and every day from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. so that the faithful may come and adore him where he is present. As you know, we've tried to update our communications, hence the podcast and our YouTube channel and things like that. We had planned, ever since I got here in July, I had wanted to update some of our communication strategies and tactics, the different ways in which we reach the community and our parish in different ways. When it comes to website, maybe a parish app, podcasting or broadcasting the Sunday homilies, and even live streaming some of our masses for our homebound parishioners. As you know, this spread of COVID-19 has sped up that process, and we've kind of been thrown into trying to see what we can make do with and what we can do to be sure that we're able to reach our families when they are not able to come to the church. It's been quite successful in many areas, and others it's been a little more hard. But at the same time, we have not given up and we will not give up. But here's a very important point that I want to make is not that we can do it, that we can throw out a podcast or that we can, throw out a Sunday homily or live stream a mass. The importance is not that we can do it, but that we can do it well. And to be able to maintain these things, we don't want to just rig things together and then when we get back to normal say, well, that was good, but it's too much now. So the ease in which we can continue to provide Sunday homilies, different talks and things like that available online and through the interwebs. And so I am very excited to say that after close to 10 days and many hours each day trying to work on computer and soundboard and cameras and USB drivers and all these different things that has to go into mixing sound and video together and then being able to broadcast that live streaming is that we are, as of this afternoon on Holy Saturday, able to bring to you Mass streamed live from Holy Cross Catholic Church. So we will have our inaugural live-streamed Mass tomorrow morning, Easter morning, Sunday morning, to welcome the Lord at 8 a.m. So we're going to have the Mass at 8 a.m. After we conclude that Mass, it'll give me an opportunity to unlock the church and to open that up for people to come by and pray privately. The link for the direct link for the live stream, which you can tune into tomorrow at 8 a.m., will be hopefully on our parish website tonight if we can get that updated, but it's also in the description and in the episode description of this podcast. It is on our Facebook page, Holy Cross Kernersville, and it is also, if you search on YouTube, Holy Cross Kernersville, that is our YouTube channel, and you should be able to find that quite easily. It has a picture of the interior of the church, so it's easily recognizable. So again, tomorrow morning, Mass, for Easter at 8 a.m. God bless you, and I wish you God's choicest blessings for you and your loved ones.